This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi everyone and welcome back to Hot Off the Mess. I am your host, Samantha Bush, and today we are joined by podcast extraordinaire. She has the highest rated downloadable episode of Hot Off the Mess ever. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we've had Melissa Gorgon, we've had Marka Josephson, we've had Dorinda,
Tamara Judge.
And you know, none of them can top our girl. And so hopefully you all know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about Paige.
Hi.
I didn't know if you wanted me to say your last name.
No, Paige is
for safety purposes.
Oh my God, we're all about safety.
We're all about safety.
And the reason why I think Sam is the traitor is because...
Okay, so we recently started watching The Traitor.
Yeah.
I didn't know what we were getting into, really. All I know, because I remember seeing the commercials and being like, I'm not watching this.
Yeah.
I'm watching it.
Yeah.
Stop looking at my hair.
I went.
It's so rude.
I mean, no, I wasn't looking at
it's
this.
It's bouncing. I can feel it bouncing as I'm talking, and your eyes are just like constantly just
okay,
going
I'm just going to look at my cup of coffee.
Okay.
We started The Traitors.
Yeah.
And from, like, the premise of the game, it sounds like Mafia, which is, like, a card game that you play, like, in a group. But, like, Mafia sounds a little more complicated. But, like, they have the challenges. They have some reality stars. They have some...
Regular people.
Which...
The normies.
I do kind of think it's weird. Because you come in with an advantage when you know a celebrity. Or, like, a star.
Well, yeah, and you have an idea of, like, who they are, their personality. So I feel like it should either be, like, all celebs.
Yeah.
I'm not talking A-list.
No, reality stars.
I'm talking reality stars.
I want trash and gutter dirt.
Exactly. And then either that or just, like, all normal people.
But I would never watch that.
But that's the thing. Like, you wouldn't watch it.
Yeah.
So there would,
no,
like...
No, if it's not, like, a love competition, a real love fighting love, I'm not going to watch regular people.
That's very true. But so it's about basically,
It's a game.
It's hosted by Alan Cumming.
Oh, yeah.
Who has triggered Paige in a way I've never seen. And we've watched so many things together. We've seen people manipulate, gaslight, sling mud at each other in such a way. And this is the,
I've
this is it.
I've never been to look to my TV the way I looked at Alan Cumming.
Every time he came on the screen.
The beret disgusts me. The outfits.
Have something against the Scottish people?
No, that's what I was trying to say, is I don't have anything against the Scottish people. I love their castles.
Right.
I'm into a man in a kilt, if he doesn't sound and talk and look and say things like Alan Cummings does. He said one thing, he was like, what did he say? He said, well, the first one he said that really, really grossed me out was, hello, wait, how did
how does it sounded like him.
How does the Scottish accent go? Hold on.
He doesn't even know.
No, he doesn't. No, we had to look it up, because I was is this what Alan Cumming sounds like?
No.
Because obviously, I only know him from his role.
In Sky Kids.
Spy Kids.
Not Sky Kids.
Neither of us can talk to him.
No, I'm like, really, it's like
we're
a 4-day weekend.
We're
like,
so exhausted.
From doing...
Nothing.
But, like, I just feel like my brain is tired. I don't know. But Alan Cumming is the host. He looks like a evil Scottish villain. And So, I mean, we have Kyle Cook from Summer House, Brandy mm-hmm. Glanville from Beverly Hills, Reza from Shaw's, Kate from Below Deck. Mm-hmm. You have Ari from The Bachelor.
Some people from Big Brother.
Sari from
Survivor.
And then you have Cody from Big Brother. And maybe I'm missing another person.
There's that redhead from Big Brother, too.
Oh.
Who was, like, really
Rachel.
Yeah, Rachel.
Yeah, then you got some normal people. We had to turn the subtitles on, not for Alan Cumming, but for a man named Michael.
Mm-hmm. I didn't mean to.
Okay. Guys, she just keeps looking at my bun. Like, I know I look like shit. I have a chin hair just blowing in the breeze. It's too fucking much right now. I've never looked worse.
Meanwhile, I'm fresh off the needle from getting my lips done.
Yeah, like, we're fighting for our lives.
I'm like a fresh blowout this morning.
Yeah, it's sick.
I feel like I just left Beauty Lab and Laser.
No, do you have a black eye?
I have a black eye,
yeah. Yeah, well, and then, so we've only watched a few episodes, so it's still, like, pretty fresh. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not going to spoil anything, but I just have to say I'm enjoying it. I find it funny.
Yeah.
I find it stupid.
It's very dumb.
I find it silly. And I have to tell you, Kyle Cook is coming off really well.
Really?
Yeah.
The one that said he could manipulate anybody into
They're all anything. Saying that.
I know, but it was just weird.
Oh, we have to talk about Christian. So Christian is a man
yeah.
from Nevada who's a veteran. And he's got long, curly hair. Oh, he looks God. Like he's using that Aussie crunchy curl
yeah.
from back in 2004.
First he's the 3-minute mask.
Yes.
And then he does a gel.
He does a gel, scrunching gel.
A hard one.
And he's just an interesting character. And he's kind of like a hippie vibe.
Like, that girl's boyfriend that we both did not like. My former friend's boyfriend.
Oh my God, where he screams.
He screams.
He screams when he talks. Oh my God, I'm so triggered. He screams when he talks.
Yeah.
And like the things that they're all saying, they're all like, I can gaslight, I can manipulate, I can do this. Then they cut to Christian, it's confessionals, and he's like, I want to slit everyone's throat. I'm going to scalp these people. Yeah. I'm like, sir.
I'm going to snipe them from across the castle. It's like, we know you're a vet.
We, like, chill. Yeah. Like, bro, like, it's just so
it's
intense.
Not Zero Dark 30.
It's Hurt Locker. It's so intense. I need him to just chill the fuck out.
On top of the fact that he's really, really bad at the game.
Really bad.
Like, I don't... So, for example, I said it's like this game Mafia. Like, when you are the Mafia person, like, you don't want people to, like, look at you. Like, mm-hmm. you don't start every conversation. Mm-hmm. You don't, like, guide every conversation.
You kind of just blend.
You blend. And you know what? Actually, if I was the traitor in this game, I would play it like Brandy is playing it, even though she's not the traitor. Mm-hmm. I would literally pick two people who I think are my friends, like Kate and Reza. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, this is my crew, and I think everyone else is annoying. Mm-hmm. And I would literally just play like a bitch. And I would, mm-hmm. and I feel like it would be such a good strategy, because I would just be like, no, you're so annoying.
Yeah, you're, like, I'm ready to vote you off just because I hate your personality.
I just think your personality is annoying.
Interesting.
And meanwhile, I'm the one killing everybody.
See, I don't know how well I would do in this game, because I'm a Scorpio, so mm-hmm. naturally I trust no one. I think everyone is lying at all times. I never believe anything. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like I would go into it and I would be accusing people left and right. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, that person is the traitor.
Could be you.
Could be me. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they would pick me as the traitor.
I think I would get voted off really fast.
I think I would get murdered.
You think you would get murdered?
Mm-hmm.
You don't think you would get picked as a traitor and banished? Do you think you would get murdered in the night
yeah.
by those men in cloaks?
Yeah, because they cloak
think that they
the cloak work.
Good.
No, 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 no.
Work
the
show.
Costume work. The costume budget is
booming.
We're talking.
They
Oscar film. Like
yeah.
I feel like this is Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Yeah, they. Well, they staged the whole area, the mm-hmm. whole castle.
The whole castle. Reza made sure to let us know. He enters the castle and immediately goes, these floors aren't original.
Yeah.
I would know.
And the
like,
chandelier.
And like, Reza, shut the fuck up. This is obviously an Airbnb.
When was the last time you sold a house, Reza? That was like one storyline of you and MJ, like in season 2.
Yeah. Ugh,
I miss Shaz.
I was just going to say, I miss Shaz. I feel like their spinoff is coming.
Yeah.
Because Bravo keeps having them come back and they're together.
Well, they made an announcement, I thought.
They did?
I thought at BravoCon.
Hmm.
Sam was busy moderating panels. And I was busy sneaking past the same security guard over and over again, offering him M&M's.
Oh my God.
Because I wasn't part of the press, but I was sitting in the front row so I could get good pictures of Sam.
There was tension.
What
sexual.
You think there was sexual tension between me and him?
You were offering him candy. It was like the wedding planner.
I was bribing him. Yeah.
When they're sitting in the tree and he's giving her M&M's.
Every time he saw me, he's like, not you again. I'm like, it's me.
I know. And he's like, ma'am, what
I
are
know.
We doing?
I'm like trying to say hi to people so I can like be.
Oh yeah. Paige was like schmoozing with like People Magazine, schmoozing with like Us Weekly. I'm like, can you sit down?
No, you have to act like you've been there before.
Well, okay. So I'm looking up if there's been a Shaws of Sunset spinoff, and MJ had addressed the rumors back in June or July. Yeah. July of last year. Let's see.
Did
That's the first time I've ever seen her at a loss for words. So, I mean.
I think they filmed
She was on
something.
My panel.
No, I know. I remember.
Oh.
I was there. I was front row. We just discussed.
I mean, you were actually second row.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That really grinded my gears. I pretended to be Sam's social media manager as if
the
Sam.
The whole time.
As if Sam's. Like,
as if you would put up that many
could be from anyone
I was gonna
else
say,
but you.
As if you would put up that many spelling errors. Like, are
Never.
You kidding?
Like, the other day. What was it?
Eight.
R.
I said R. Ruby R a marker. Silly Ruby. So fucking stupid. I'm the dumbest bitch alive. So, I don't know. I think everyone should watch The Traitor if you're interested in, like, easy breezy fun.
In the background.
Television, yeah, like, it's nice. Like, you were playing Candy Crush, I was doing a crossword, but we were still invested.
Why am I not playing Candy Crush?
You guys,
I
this
see
woman
what
and her
level
Candy Crush, yeah, please share with the people. She's,
I'm on level 11,877.
She's the one keeping this game around.
No, I am, me and my mom.
Like, you just love Candy Crush. We'll be watching TV and, like, the whole time she'll just be, but she knows what's going on TV.
Yeah.
Like, you can follow it.
Yeah, my brain is, like, split into two. And
genius.
Candy Crush doesn't even take up anything other than, like, muscle memory, really. I don't even look at my screen half the time. I'm just hoping for the best, you know?
Yeah.
Just hoping for a color bomb.
Just so hoping for a Candy Crush.
A Candy Crush.
Yeah. So I'm looking at our mugs right now. We're both drinking coffee. It's the middle of the day, and yet I've never been so exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
And they're friends' glasses.
They are their friends' mugs.
And friends, as
say?
In my mug says we were on a break.
Yeah. And
what
mine
does yours say?
You're my lobster.
They're very cute. And, you know, if you've been following me, you know that I've shit on friends.
Been very vocal.
I've been very vocal for years about how I'm just
so
like, I don't get it.
Overrated.
I hate it. Because everyone, like, doesn't shut the fuck up about it. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't think in your vows it should say you're my lobster. I don't think at your bachelorette party you need to make it friends-themed. I just, those are things.
Sassine's bachelorette is going to be friends-themed.
Well,
and I already
I'm talking
it.
To her.
Yeah. Shut up.
Well,
it's your high hole.
Okay. Listen.
This is like
it's just
Sam,
not my
this
thing.
This is what Sam gets on the bride's account. She says one opinion and everyone's
oh
like,
God, everyone screams
how could you
me?
Ever say that... That
yeah.
baby's breath is an option. It's like, oh, I didn't know.
I'm so sorry.
Talk.
Yeah, literally. But, so, I was like, you know what? I want to start watching it. And Paige was like, yeah, let's start watching it together. Because, like, she's a big Friends girl.
I know every line in every episode.
Every line, every episode. Can I tell you what she does before every single episode? The episode starts playing. She pauses it, reads the episode title, and then looks at me and she goes, oh, this one's so funny. She did that to me 6 times in a row.
Season
I was like,
six,
what?
Season 6 is so funny.
So we've been doing this since probably November.
Yeah.
Since, yeah, the holidays.
We had to
and
take
we're...
a long break, though. We had, like, 2 weeks off during our holiday.
I know. It was really
killing
And
she got
me.
Left off. Spoiler alert from a show from 25 years ago. We left off at Rachel and Ross getting married in Vegas. So the best part about watching the show with someone who has no clue is,
genuinely.
Like, it's such a time capsule. And,
yes.
And the fact that I know it so well, like, I know when the big moments are going to happen. I know the things that are going to make you shocked.
Got
I get a good little
and
video
goop.
Recording every time of Sam being surprised at what happens.
Because I feel like I've talked about this on the podcast before. I've known, like just very little things about Friends. I've never watched a full episode.
Monica and Chandler end up together. That's it.
That's it. And I think I knew Rachel had a baby.
Yeah.
That's it. But I don't know with who.
Yeah.
If it's Ross, I'm gonna kill myself. So let's go through what I feel about every character.
Oh yay! I like this.
Okay. So first I'm going to start at the top. I'm going to say Phoebe. And this is in no particular order of who I like the most and who I like the least. This is just random. Mm-hmm. Phoebe. Phoebe to me, in the beginning, was like really, really kooky. And it was hard for me to like I thought she was funny. But like I didn't think Smelly Cat was like that funny.
Okay.
Stop looking at my bun.
I didn't look at your bun.
You did. Your eyes.
Did they dart up?
They darted up and bugged out of your head for a second. Oh my god. Anyway. But now, like, as the seasons have progressed, like, I really enjoy her. I think she's super important to the show. I think she's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. I think Phoebe's stunning. I kind of wish that Phoebe, like, kept her long, curly hair.
Yeah, I loved her.
I liked her long, curly hair. And then you told me that she wears a wig. And
yeah,
so I had to look it up.
She wears a wig on this season.
She wears a wig on this season 6 because in real life she had short hair.
Yeah.
And they said Phoebe would never have short hair. So we have to make you look like more like a hippie. Yeah. So and not like a businesswoman in her other life.
Yeah. Really.
Where
Regina,
she worked at Merrill Lynch.
Regina Phalange.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, there's just like so many moments. And you know what's really weird about watching this show? Is like seeing, and I'm talking about this show like this is like some underground like thing.
You
like,
do
no
it all the time.
I do.
When we first started watching it, we probably got to like season 2 before, because like season 1, there like the first couple episodes, you tried really so hard to not enjoy it. Like you really wanted to be. Like,
I really went into it like hating it.
Yeah, you and I was like, Sam, it's the pilot. It's only been 20 minutes of the 10 season show.
Yeah,
it's the most famous of all time for a reason. But then by season 2, she's, like, texting people, and she's like, guys, have you ever heard of this funny show called Friends?
I'll talk to Danny about it, who's my boyfriend, and I'll be like, Danny, this show is so funny. He's literally like, Sam, it's the most popular show of all time. Yeah. Like, of course it's funny. Yes. And then he's discovered, him and I have watched episodes we've already watched together.
Yeah.
And, like, he's discovering how much he actually really likes it. Because he's, like, a big Seinfeld guy, and I think that there is, like, a huge, like...
It's one or the other.
Yeah, but he's really discovering that he likes both.
If we're associating it, dog people are Friends people, and cat people are Seinfeld people.
And I'm both.
Yeah.
Get you a girl who can do both.
That's you, honey.
You know? Okay.
A watcher of television.
Oh, and so then I told my mom about this. I go, Mom, you know what shows I'm really enjoying right now?
She was disgusted.
She was appalled. She was like, Sam, it's not funny. The first couple seasons were hilarious. They were groundbreaking, but then it got really stupid towards the end. Like, why are they living? Like, just going on and on and on. This woman, God bless, for Christmas wrapped my presents in Friends wrapping paper. It was so sweet. She's really leaning in.
Mary's a queen.
And then, fun fact, my friend Matt's ex-boyfriend, they're still really close friends, was the set designer for Friends.
Yeah.
So he has, like, all the original, like, artwork in his house. He has all
it's
the,
so
like,
cool.
original sketches. Like, he has the yellow, like, door frame, like, the original one in his apartment. Like, it's really, really cool. And so when Matt was living with him, I really didn't think that this was cool at all. And now I'm like,
well,
what the
I
fuck?
I think when you re-realized it, you were like, oh my god, this is, like,
no,
really
and I text
iconic.
Him about it, and he's like, Sam, I know.
It's like,
this is major.
He's, like, won awards.
Yes!
Yeah.
He's, like, friends with Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
It's wild. Anyway.
That's actually the part that I think is the weirdest of why you never got into it, because I feel like you genuinely love movie stars and, like, A-list celebrities, and Jennifer Aniston.
And I love
A-list.
These people,
yeah.
but I didn't really love them on Friends, and I remember one time I saw Ross mm-hmm. in Chicago, and I was the only person at my table who recognized him.
Oh, really?
And then when I pointed him, he was sitting right behind us in a baseball hat on. I'm like, you guys, open your fucking eyes. Like, he's right there. And they were like, wait, oh my god, we love Friends. I'm like, I don't.
Yeah.
He's right there.
Right.
But I'm really enjoying myself.
Are you
so anyway.
A fan of him in Madagascar?
One of my favorite movies. It's like Shrek, Ratatouille, Madagascar. Like, those
and
three
now, Avatar Way
films.
Of Water.
Avatar Way of Waters. It's slowly rising to the top. Of my favorite
Puss in
list.
Boots.
Oh my god. Puss in Boots. Salma Hayek did that movie.
We love Salma.
We love Salma Hayek. sorry to detour. This is going to be really random.
Yeah.
But you know, she's like best friends with Angelina Jolie.
Oh.
So when she was, presenting at the Golden Globes, mm-hmm. I forget who she was presenting with, but they made a Brad Pitt joke.
Okay.
And the look on her face was like,
the PR machine was going over and above.
Yeah, they were like, oh my God, Brad Pitt. And granted, he looks hot, but guys, let's not forget.
Yeah.
He also has really disgusting leg tattoos.
Does he?
They're appalling.
Are they colored?
No, it's not Ben Affleck. It's like they're patchy.
Stickers,
but on like him. Mm-hmm. It's just like, it's not working for me.
Doesn't match.
No, it's not going. Anyway, okay, so Phoebe, okay. Joey, I like Joey. He makes me laugh. I do think sometimes they make him a little too stupid. Mm-hmm. But, like, I like him. He's like a golden retriever. Like, he's just a really good guy.
He's a good friend.
He really is.
We just watched the episode where they think that Phoebe is a porn star, but it's actually her sister
Ursula.
Spoiler alert! It's actually her sister pretending and using
what Ursula. A bitch.
Ursula's the worst.
Ursula is the fucking worst.
Yeah.
Well, not the worst. We'll get to the worst.
And Joey's the only one that won't watch the porn when he thinks it's Phoebe. Once he knows it's Ursula.
And then he turns around.
Yeah.
Because he has no allegiance to Ursula.
And they
did. It's not like the women in the...
Remember when they briefly dated? And she broke his heart?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Monica is literally Paige. Like... That is the blueprint. There are so many times in the show where I'll be watching and it's quite literally just like a documentary of just living with Paige.
Say nice things.
I live with you. I obviously love you. But like, it's just funny. I find her, you know what's really crazy?
Hmm.
Is like watching this show as someone who's never seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't know. I know this is going to sound so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But bear with me.
Okay.
It's actually really crazy how little these people are.
They're so skinny.
So skinny. And, like, if you think about it now, actresses really aren't, like, thin like that anymore.
No, they're not.
Which is great.
Courtney Cox was extremely thin.
Courtney Cox is very, very thin, and I'm not going to body shame. It's just, like, triggers you in a way where you're like, wow, that's what I grew up with. Like, that's really crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't believe I grew up with that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I wanted to look like.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of weird watching it because it's like, yeah, celebrities now are thin.
But also they make...
But they don't look like
that.
They
crack all the jokes about her, like, as a teenager, too,
being fat.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Also like
so it's, like, kind of strange.
Something that hasn't aged... Amazing.
No, and you know what? There's things in every show from the past that don't age well. I mean, Sex and the City, hello, if you listen to Shortcomings, there's a whole episode about bisexuality that's, like, really fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And then right after that is the race episode.
Yeah.
Where Samantha dates the black guy.
Yeah.
And it's just like, why are we getting hit with these back-to-back?
Back-to-back.
And then the season finale of that season is the trans episode.
Yeah.
It's just like, what's going on?
Yeah, they were exploring some concepts.
Exploring concepts in a way that I didn't want them to be explored.
Yeah.
But it was, again, 1996 or whatever, so it's like, okay, I'm looking at it through that lens.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Monica, I'm really loving. I find her to be so beautiful. I think Courtney Cox is gorgeous, like, absolutely stunning. Oh my God, Chandler. Chandler?
You giggle the most of him.
Chandler Bing makes me laugh so hard. Like, he says the dumbest things, and I find him to be so funny. Like, to the point, like, where sometimes you look at me and you're like, that's not even that funny. But I think it's so, like, his jokes are so stupid. Really enjoy him. I feel like just a part of me is him. Like,
yeah.
We have a very similar, like, we're both only children. You know, we both have, like, issues. We like to make stupid jokes. Like, today, for example.
Sarcasm is a defense mechanism.
Oh, my God. It's, like, an armor. And so today, I did something really stupid. And in my head, I was like, I feel like Chandler Bing would have done that. And it was today when you and I were walking in the parking lot, and I had a tennis ball in my pocket. And I pretended to throw it.
Think fast.
It was like.
And I'm like, okay, Sam.
You're like, can we just get to the car? Like, this is embarrassing. Rachel, obviously it's Jennifer Aniston, so I do have to acknowledge in the beginning of the seasons, like, her acting is not ideal. Like, she's not good.
She's
but
smart.
I think she's talked about that.
Yeah.
How she, like, wasn't a very good actress. Not saying now she's, like, you know, I mean...
She's better now.
She's better now, but, like, she's not, like, incredible. She just has on screen, like, you just gravitate towards her. Yeah. So I really like her.
She always lands her jokes.
She does, and, like, I'm enjoying watching her grow and, like, progress and become this, like, independent person. I find it so funny that Reese Witherspoon is her sister.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun to me. I was like, oh.
A little tidbit.
Little, like, fun little cameo.
And she has another sister that's coming up.
Who is it?
Do you want to know or do you want to be surprised?
Will I be surprised when I see them?
Yeah, it's another, like, celebrity.
Who?
Another blonde celebrity.
From that era.
Yeah.
Are they still around?
A popular girly.
Are they still around?
Yeah. Let me make sure I have her name right. I mix her up with someone else a lot.
Who do you mix her up with?
I don't know what the other one's name is.
Oh, Jesus. Do you know anything?
Okay, yeah, no, I had the right name.
Who is it?
Christina Applegate.
Oh, I love Christina Applegate. Yeah. Okay, that makes so much sense. Why was I thinking Jennifer Love Hewitt? I was like, I feel like Jennifer Love Hewitt would be in the show. But
she's not.
Her breasts are too large to be Rachel Green's sister.
So true, bestie.
So, I mean, her body is Wonderland.
And that leaves Gunther.
Oh my god, Gunther.
And that leaves Ben. I'm just kidding. It leaves Ross.
It leaves Ross.
Ross sucks so bad.
I get his place on this show. I think David Schwimmer is brilliant as
He's
Ross.
He's the best actor of all of them.
He's so fucking good. He's, like, so committed to being Ross. But Ross makes the worst decisions constantly.
And,
like, whatever
and,
the
and,
worst
and
decision
other
is.
People into them.
And, like, whatever the you think the worst decision is, like, that's what he's going to do. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like a Joey where it's like, okay, he might come around. Or, like, with Monica and Chandler. Like, I know Ross is just going to do the worst thing.
And he does.
And he does.
Over and over.
Oh, God. I do get really offended, though, when I see lists online, like, what Zodiac is which character.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, what character has which Zodiac. And every time, it says Gunther is a Scorpio.
Yeah.
I get, like, deeply pissed about that.
I don't know why.
Why wouldn't I?
Gunther, I mean, Scorpios give off sex appeal. You don't think Gunther gives
you
off sex
gotta be joking.
Okay, you know what I want to hear? I want to hear what your predictions are for the end of the show, for everybody.
The end?
Yeah, I want to see what you think is going to happen. Like, what? Like, just a little quick...
Okay, well, obviously I know Rachel has a baby, but TBD with who? I don't know. Monica and Chandler get married. I feel like that's, like, the end.
For them.
For just the show. I feel like that's, like, maybe how it ends.
Okay.
Ross, I mean... God, who knows what he does. Something so fucked up.
Every time I watch it, I just hope that he gets banished off to an island on the Traitors TV show.
Oh,
I just hope he gets murdered.
Murdered.
By Christian.
Phoebe, I hope, finds, like, someone who, like, really loves her.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, supports her.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, kind of reels her in just, like, a smidge.
Okay.
Because I think sometimes she's a little too, like,
yeah,
bananas crazy.
Okay.
Joey, I hope, becomes a star.
Yeah.
I hope he gets, like, his job back on Days of Our Lives.
Yeah.
Rachel, I hope, just continues to, like, be, like, a boss bitch.
Mm-hmm. A boss babe.
Yeah, a boss babe. Hashtag girl boss. I also hope Monica, like, opens a restaurant. And I hope Chandler, I don't know what Chandler does.
He's a transponster.
He's, yeah. I mean, to be honest, like, I don't know what I would want for Ross. Like, I just want him to calm the fuck down and stop making horrible decisions.
Mm-hmm.
I want him to, like, stop. But you know what? Everyone, I will say, and you brought this up to me, is with Rachel, she really only wants Ross when she can't have Ross.
Mm-hmm.
So that is also frustrating to watch.
Yeah. It's like, grow up.
Like, enough.
Like, he had sex with someone else, literally.
He tried to fuck your sister.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He's done so many things.
So many things.
Yeah.
He, how him and Emily got married after that, when he said Rachel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was a good reaction.
I was...
So, Sam, I think, thought that the only, like, bomb drop in that episode was going to be Monica popping out of Chandler's bed. Because that was so funny. Your reaction to that, you were, like,
screaming.
Because you knew it was coming, so every time there was a moment of just them two on
camera,
she was like, this
season
is it!
One.
This is it! They're gonna be together! like none of
season one, I looked at Paige and I was like, they were starting to plot this really early. They're starting to plant the seeds. And you were like, they're not. They're simply just
interacting.
And then I came to the conclusion that the only reason I thought that is because that's the only plot that I knew. So I was like really looking for Easter eggs. But it was really, it was reaching.
All the time.
Yeah. They would like just be like looking at each other.
Because there was nothing before that would have indicated.
Really
that
nothing, no.
Do that. Yeah.
No, but I was making it.
Except Chandler peeing on Monica when she got that jellyfish thing.
What a king.
Yeah.
Chandler Bing.
Would you pee on Danny if he needed you to?
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Yes.
Would you pee on me?
Yes. I would pee on anybody that needed it.
That's so nice. You do pee all the time.
I pee constantly, so you know I'd be ready.
Sam got a big water bottle, and we ran an errand earlier today together, and it was like 7 minutes away from the house, and we were just running in and out. Had to bring it. The giant water bottle.
When you faint because you're dehydrated a few times, you become fucking crazy. Like,
we have to pause the show so many times for her to go to the bathroom, and then she gets like insecure that I can hear her peeing. I'm like,
no, we get insecure about other things. Because that was so rude.
You're so dumb.
Oh, read between the lines there, people. It was so fucking rude. I was like, I screamed at her. I was like, will you play it?
Like, I don't want you to miss it.
Oh my God. I'm like, rewind it. Oh my God. Anyway, so that's it for Friends.
Yeah. We're getting closer to the end.
I know. I'm really depressed about it.
My top, like, five episodes, like, we already watched one of my top ones because it's Vegas is one of my favorite episodes, are, like, almost all in the same season, and I'm really excited because the way I just cry laughing, I can't wait.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk Potomac.
Let's
talk about our cherry blossoms. We're still in Mexico. The editors are committed to playing that strange music.
They earned their paychecks.
It's like the rattling of the snake. You know what I really didn't appreciate? There was like a transition like scene with that slug.
Oh, I don't know.
That came out of like a leaf. Yeah. It was giving a bug's life in a way that I did not appreciate at all.
You always call yourself that bug from the bug's life.
Oh my God, the caterpillar. That is so me. I am such the caterpillar.
You're so
like
when
he turns into a butterfly. It's literally me. So
you're such a Pixar aficionado.
I am such like a strange person when it comes to what things look like.
And you're so good at it.
And like,
but you don't.
Sometimes it offends people. It really does offend people.
Like Robin Dixon. She got offended when she said she looks like the dragon
from Shrek. And I mean that. The dragon from Shrek is absolutely stunning. I called the dragon from Shrek the green-eyed bandit.
Yeah.
She was green-eyed. It's beautiful. And I said, guys, she looks like Robin. And I forget, again, I forget all the time my reach online. Like, I put things out into the universe, and I think they'll never be seen by anybody.
And Gracie are going to see it.
Yeah, that's it. I'm like, oh, my God.
If Ruby had an Instagram, it would be Ruby, too.
I'd be Ruby, too. Oh, I wish she had it. I don't know what she would post.
You wonder what Ruby would post?
Yeah.
Like a blurry picture of the
It'd be like
in the
blurry.
Backyard.
She'd be like a boomer posting like weird memes. Yeah. She would probably be like QAnon.
Don't say that.
Just because like she would believe anything.
No, she would be a dumbass quote girly that like posts quotes to her stories when she gets in a fight.
Khloe Kardashian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah. So I forget my reach sometimes, and I did make a post, and it was truly like I meant it in the nicest way because I would never say something like someone looks like something if it was like even could be misconstrued as like rude.
Yeah,
but I guess everybody has their own like meter for like what's rude.
Yeah,
she got a hold of it.
I do think if you lined them up.
I did. Like, they were, oh, like, lined up their faces, like, blurred together.
Yeah, I think it would be identical. I think it's the nose.
It's the nose and then the big eyes with the lashes.
The lashes.
So I told Robin. I said, Robin, she's a green-eyed bandit. I mean, this is, like, the serious compliment.
Yeah, she was really confused.
And then I think she got on board. I don't know. Yeah. But it's kind of, like, also one time I told a guy at a bar that my friend was talking to that he looked like Buzz Lightyear. Mm-hmm. He did not take that as a compliment.
That's not a compliment.
I did. I took it as a compliment.
That's why Dolores didn't take it as a compliment when Frank Catania said that about him.
Well, that's Frank.
What does that mean? What that's like Frank you versus him. Polly does look like
he does, but Buzz Lightyear like isn't ugly. He's a space invader.
He's not a space invader.
Yes, he is.
He's a
he
space
goes
defender.
In. Oh, defender. Sorry, I didn't know we had the Pixar police on the podcast.
Pixar police on the podcast.
I know. So anyway, this coffee is really kicking in. I'm feeling alive. My eyes are like kind of bulging out. I'm kind of sweating.
I'm like, wait, do we need to take an edible and bring it back down?
Oh my god, no, because then we'd be like, god, the things we would do, the things that would come out of our mouths. So Potomac. What are your thoughts on this season? Like, what do you think of the cast?
We all know I'm a Basset hound. I love
Absolutely.
Candy Gal.
Seeing people come around.
I love Potomac so much that I, the only time I asked a question at BravoCon was for the Potomac panel. Mm-hmm. Asked Switcher. Ashley Darby. What do I think of everybody? I think Giselle's being a fucking loser this season.
Why?
Because I think it's fine, and anyone is entitled to their feelings. Like, if you feel uncomfortable because of the optics of a situation.
Oh, about Chris.
Yeah. I think that's, like, A-okay. I wouldn't want to be in a room with a married person if, like, I don't know. I guess if I felt it could be misconstrued that way. Mm-hmm. I don't know that, like, there are that many people that would be, like, weird with.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like that she's, like, gunning for him. I don't like that it's very obvious that they're, like...
Her and Ashley are, like, in cahoots about it.
Yeah.
I think that that's my problem, too. It's, like, it wasn't just this one-off, like, Giselle having this conversation with Candace. And I think Candace...
It's too produced.
It's... Yes. And I think that that's what Candace is, like, trying to get them to realize, like, that's what she sees.
Yeah.
And... But she can't really say that because it's, like, that would, like, really break the fourth wall.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way Candace is handling, like, Giselle, I mean, she sat her down and had a conversation, was like, because I think Candace is one of those, is a person that is like, I believe women and, like, I want to hear you out first. Like, she came to her woman to woman, like, really sat her down and had a really good conversation, I thought, because Candace could have just popped off and, like, went fucking crazy bananas.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't. And, I mean, she's like, I know what you and Ashley are doing. It's very clear. And then, you know, Ashley brings Deborah, the cookie monster.
That Oscar the Grouch.
Now listen.
And that ill-fitting pink button-up. And not even a button-up where, like, it shows your titties off like Lisa Vanderpump used to do. It's just from Express.
Literally. Charlotte Russe.
Yeah. Not sure
and I'm just like, Candace is not going to pay you any attention.
No.
Like, she is, like, so above it.
Yeah.
In a way where it's, like, I hope she doesn't try to act too above it sometimes. Because I still want her to get in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in this situation,
she
handled
it
perfect.
She had the funniest confessional about it.
Oh. I mean, and Mia, too, honestly.
Mia was so... Mia's confessionals have been fucking hilarious this season. I am into Mia this season, but only because I think she's a housewife of yesteryear level mm-hmm. of delusion that I miss a lot.
Yeah.
Because it is hard. I can't imagine how hard it is to cast these shows now with, like,
Social media,
people wanting to be, like, an influencer, people wanting
like
to
Danielle
be
in New Jersey, the new girl.
Really
she
weird.
Looks, it's too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a certain Jersey housewife did message me about her.
Really?
Yeah, and was like, try filming with her. It's tough.
Yeah.
Like, she's trash.
I mean, she comes across that way. But I can't imagine how hard it is to cast. So, like, Mia, for me, like, Mia being like, yeah, I fucked Peter's girlfriend before he did. Like, yes.
But the thing
this is what
Mia.
I want. Even though I think she's lying.
Oh, that's the thing. All the time. She even thinks she's lying. She doesn't know what's true, what's not true.
An agent of chaos.
And that's the thing. Is I appreciate her role on this show.
Yeah.
I don't agree with what she's doing. We'll get to it. What she's doing with her friend Jacqueline. I don't appreciate that.
No,
I think it's
nice.
Nasty and not nice.
Yeah.
But I do like this strange level of delusion. Because, like, she doesn't really challenge people on it when they question her.
No.
Like, she'll make something up, and then they'll be like, well, Mia, what about this? And she's like, oh, yeah, Gordon was married. Yeah. I fucked him while he was married on the beach. Pussy popping on a handstand.
You love that.
I have yet to know what that means, but honestly, I give her kudos.
Yeah.
So I'm enjoying Mia more than I have before because I think I've just stopped trying to make her something else.
Yeah.
Like, I've stopped trying to make her make sense, and I'm just kind of letting it be free-flowing.
Yeah.
And as for Giselle, I don't
know.
Why
does she need to fit in a box?
You know what? We need to stop putting women in boxes. That's the truth.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
I think the way Mia treated Wendy was crazy. Really weird. And there was something... I mean, obviously, Wendy obviously triggered her by, like, with her words.
Being like, your husband fucks
people. Wendy is always
going
to be able to... read her. I mean, Mia's not good at that.
No.
No, Mia is good at, like, stirring it up and then being like, yeah, I lied.
Yeah. Sweetie. Yeah. Like, oh, did I get that fact wrong? But with Wendy, I really think Wendy needs to thank Mia for giving her a cherry blossom.
Yeah, she does.
Because what the fuck is Wendy doing? I like Wendy when she's Wendy.
Yeah.
I don't like Wendy the bar owner. I don't like Wendy the author. I don't like Wendy the...
candle.
The candle maker. Like, she's Jim Edmonds. Like, it's fucking...
Not Jim Edmonds, Sam.
He was a candle maker. He was really into candles. Remember when, like, Megan King Edmonds, like, kept trying to talk about her infertility and he was like, babe, smell the scandal. She's like, okay. Anyway, I like Wendy, and, like, there's so much about her to like. I just need her to chill the fuck out with these businesses. Mm-hmm. You're not Cynthia Bailey. It didn't work for Cynthia Bailey. The only person it works for, frankly, is Candy Burris. Mm-hmm. And, again, this isn't Housewives of 2011. Housewives of 2012. Your businesses aren't going to do, no offense, that well like they did back then.
No.
Like, I'm sure plenty of people bought Ramona Pino. I'm sure plenty of people, I mean, obviously Skinny Girl. Then there was the Skinny Italian book from Teresa. Like
It's different.
It's just different. It's a different world now.
I feel
now.
Like if you're going to do anything, I mean, don't try to have a little quote that you can make into merch. But I really think merch is, like,
it's the best way to go. And I understand that, like, the sun only shines on you for so long, but, like, honestly, Melissa Gorga did a good thing with her business.
Selling fake handbags?
Yeah, but she also sells clothes. And it seems to be doing well.
Yeah.
Same with Naomi from Southern Charm. But she's also being sued, I think.
Yeah, Sam.
I'm seeing, like, these are... Example. I know. I'm like, oh my god, Jen Shaw and her business. Like, she's really...
You know what is funny? Is what? I was up really late last night because I haven't slept. And I'm just scrolling through Twitter, and Twitter has, like, the new setting where it's, like, the stuff that the people you follow and then the For You section. So I got a For You tweet of Jen Shaw liking a tweet. And I'm like, in real time, Jen Shaw's online right now liking people's tweets. So I go to her profile. Her bio still says... Shaw Squad Marketing, JXA or whatever the brand was, Fashions, Shaw Lashes.
Like, Shaw Lashes?
She was selling lashes. All of the websites are, like, domain available when you click the link.
404, not found.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
And then I'm looking at her likes, and she's, like, liking away.
She's so fucking narcissistic. It's so crazy.
Crazy.
Like, I haven't seen... someone that's just purely narcissistic, like, where it's so black and white in, like, a really long time. And I watch Housewives.
She's Donald Trump level.
It's giving Donald Trump. Back to Potomac. Back. Woo! We're going back.
Yeah. I love the way Candace, first of all, Candace is Bob on this trip.
The Bob.
It's Bob.
It's Bob.
And she wants to be taken seriously. And you know what? She is. Mm-hmm. She's being taken seriously. She's explaining herself in such a way that...
it's, like, disarms people.
Yeah, she's disarming them this year. I agree. And I feel like you can see, like, the disgust on her face for, like...
oh, she hates everyone.
All of them.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she's, like, really getting in the action with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
As...
in a way that they don't expect.
Like, I like how she, like, jumped to Jacqueline's defense, and even though her and Mia have, like, this weird thing since, like, the salad thing, like, she still went up to her and she was like, go hug your friend. Like, she's trying to, like, repair that side friendship. And
because what people don't want to see or understand about Candace, which you and I have seen from the very beginning, is that she does have a really good heart.
She does.
She just has a very vicious tongue. It's very sharp. She's smarter than anybody on the show.
Yeah.
She's so witty. She can, like, read people down. Like, I've never seen. I mean, the things that she's. I mean, you said a quote from her last night.
Yeah. What did I say?
The foundation.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to say it?
When Mia was walking through the house, Mia's big ass feet are going to bust the foundation in this house.
Like, the fact that that just, like, rolls off her tongue, like, and so I think this year, like I said, she's super disarming to these women because they like, want her to be salad tossing.
Yeah.
They want her to be, you know, winery Candace.
It's
like,
easy.
They do. It's easy. And, like, she's just not giving that to them.
No, she's not.
And now I get why she was asked on Girls Trip. She deserved it.
Yeah, of course.
And her conversation with Ashley this past episode was so perfect.
Yeah, I agree.
Because, like, you could just see Ashley just, like,
I don't know how to respond
to this.
Yeah, she out-chessed her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she, like, showed her.
Yeah, Ashley's playing checkers.
Yeah.
Candace is playing chess.
Yeah.
Candace is playing, like, backgammon.
The Queen's Gambit.
She's, yeah, she's Anna Taylor-Joy. Ugh. who I hate.
She takes herself so serious.
She's so self-serious.
Like, such a bland piece of toast.
But yeah, it's like supposed to be a star. Yeah. Not buying it. Anyway, I did like her in the menu. I really did. The menu is really, it's really like kind of stressful. It's super unique. Like, it's like a movie you've never seen. It's really good. It kind of has like Knives Out energy, but not like that funny.
Okay. Karen and
Charisse. Oh my god. These two women. Candace is activated.
Yeah.
In a way I've never seen.
Yeah.
I haven't
Wait, who's activated?
Karen.
Oh, Karen is. I thought you said Candace.
Oh, I meant Karen if I said Candace. I haven't seen her like this since she said, you know, clink, clink, you know, Ray's gonna drop
the soap. Watch the soap.
Yeah, I haven't seen her like this. Like, she was going to fucking.
You're looking at my hair, too, a lot, you know?
Your hair's perfectly straight and blown out.
Your eyeballs are darting up and down as well.
Well, no. Your hair doesn't even have flyaways.
Really?
Not a flyaway to be seen.
Is it just greasy?
No, it's not even greasy. It's just flat.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, you know, this is an audio medium, so we're trying to give people, like, visuals, you know, to imagine. Just imagine, like, the most chaotic hair you could see.
Uh-huh.
That's me. And then you just, like, sleek and straight, like, giving Mulan.
Oh, giving Mulan. Okay.
I'm giving that Scottish
Mulan
girl.
Mulan right before she cuts it with the sword, because
yeah,
I love that scene. Like,
I love that scene.
Because it, like, falls.
Oh, it's... I need to watch Mulan.
Yeah, we should.
I'm giving, like, that little Scottish girl with, like, that always had, like, hay in her hair.
Fair enough.
Anyway, Charisse and Karen.
I get what Karen's saying.
Karen... What's so frustrating is they're talking about something.
They're talking about the show.
They're talking about the show. Like,
yeah.
They're not talking about, like, the real friendship. She's like, you texted me this to get back on the show. And then Karen posted receipts on Instagram because Charisse said, sorry, they all have these, like, Karen, Charisse, Canet. Like, it's, like, hurting my mouth to, like, say their names. Sorry.
Charisse said, sorry for your loss. And, that
and Candace was like,
all.
Or Karen.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm, like, how short we're getting. Karen was like, that's not true. Posted the receipts.
Sent a really nice text.
Karen is not, like, a fucking monster.
No, she's not. She just...
So then Charisse goes below the belt and brings up that Karen went to rehab in Florida.
Yeah, no, that was crazy.
And I believe that to be true.
You do?
I do.
You think Karen went to rehab and
Absolutely.
Got busted
out? Yes. I think Karen,
like, a geriatric
is
sex
off
in the, city.
The fucking wall. Like,
she's definitely a drunk.
Yes. And they keep trying to allude to this, like, season after season. If you remember, in season 5, she gets drunk on tequila, and the next day Robin tries to bring it up, and Karen is like, I know what you're trying to do right now, and we're not having it.
Yeah. No.
And Robin was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's because, like,
that's why
and if she is,
with.
Honestly, whatever. That's not my business. I've literally watched Dorinda Medley on these shows.
Sonia.
Like, we've seen Luann, I mean, literally was arrested because she was drunk, yeah. Like, punching cops and stuff.
Yeah.
But so for Charisse to bring that up, it was just hurtful. And for Giselle to just be like, yeah, Charisse is the queen of Potomac.
I do feel like there probably is some truth to that, the social standing of Potomac.
Because Charisse is, like, who started the show.
I'm just saying, like, yeah, they cast it around her. Mm-hmm. We all know that. I think that Charisse probably is more involved and, like, known and maybe whatever. But, like, it's clear she wasn't made for reality TV.
No, and that's okay.
And that bothers her a lot.
Move on.
And it's clear that Karen was. Karen's a star.
A star. A reality star. Karen is someone I'm excited to watch every week. She's someone that I just love to, like, look at. Mm-hmm. She's in this, like, strange, I brought it up before, she looks like Zurg. in that one, like, purple get-up.
She does look like Zurg.
Like, a really glamazon Zurg.
Yeah.
And I love her. Like, I really do. I love watching her at BravoCon. Like, the way she just
taking
interacts.
Taking pictures,
like,
of posters of her with nothing else.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, we get to BravoCon. The very first picture I take, off-center, never centered.
No.
Crooked. Is it just of Karen, just then, her poster of Karen?
And then you tagged her fan account.
I tagged the official fan page for Karen Huber.
See, guys,
and
this
not...
is why I would never be Sam's social media manager, because I would never make these mistakes.
No, and again, like, this is what I want people to understand. Like, I am a fucking clown. Like, I come on here on this mic. I don't, like, I
can barely speak straight.
I can barely speak. I don't know how this happened to me. But I always have that all the time. Because I'm not, like, a professional.
No. You know what I would love to see at the Potomac reunion?
What?
I saw that Andy
yeah, it's coming
asking
up.
For questions.
Mm-hmm.
I would love there to be, like, I really
no
want
Nicki
Giselle.
Minaj.
No, please, God. Not, no. She's married to a sex offender. Like, can we move on? I really would love to see Andy hold Giselle Robin's feet to the flames about their hypocrisy this
Absolutely.
Season.
Absolutely.
Because it's just, like, boring. And it is overproduced, and people that actually enjoy and watch these shows and have for a long time see through it, and that's the stuff that I don't want to see on TV. Mm-hmm. That's, like, why Beverly Hills is so boring, because mm-hmm. it's, like, I don't like to see the produced
I don't
stuff.
Like alliances to the point where it's, like you're not even doing what's right, but where I will give Robin her due is that when Giselle was doing this whole thing with Chris, Robin was, like,
yeah,
what the fuck?
Him.
Like,
yeah.
Why are you doing this? Like, even Robin said that's wrong. So I think Robin has the capability. I don't want these women to go anywhere.
No.
I want them all to stay.
Yeah.
Except Charisse. I want to know. Okay, so with the Juan Dixon stuff that's coming, the scandal, the horrible scandal.
It's bad.
I've talked about it on this podcast. I believe it was the last episode I did with you, the Love is Blind episode. We talked about it. So you guys go back and listen to that, number one, you know, let's listen to two on this podcast. But anyway, I feel like once
that's
he gets fired.
That's most listened to?
Love is Blind.
No way.
I think it was, like, Love is Blind and Potomac.
Okay.
Because we recorded it on Monday again.
Yeah.
But so I think once Juan gets fired, because he will, because what he did, he was very complicit in this whole situation. Robin will get the fuck out. Robin has been silent about it. Because I think she's just waiting and waiting, and I've said this for years.
Yeah.
Robin is just too lazy to find someone else. I don't think she genuinely wants to marry Juan. I think she loves Juan as the father of her kids and someone she has trauma bonded with because she's known him since she was 16. His parents died while she knew him.
They lived in his house.
Yeah, like, lots of stuff has happened, and I think why, and people always are like, why is Karen on Robin so much about it? Their friend jumped off a bridge.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like they've been through so much together, but that doesn't mean that they should get married.
Yeah.
And I think, and people are saying, why is Karen so obsessed with this? Why is Karen so, and I think it's because she just wants Robin to be more honest and be like, you know what? Maybe I am holding off on doing this because I'm scared. Because it's like, the fact Robin said that she wants to get married the day after her brother-in-law secretly. Are you fucking kidding me?
No, that's the most loser.
Be fucking for real.
Yeah, for
you and I gasped. No, and we looked at each other and we were like, wait, 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 wait. What?
I would flip the fuck out. Because that's her, that's Juan's
I would banish them.
Wife.
Yeah.
So that's like not, it's not like Juan's sister. It's no. like a girl.
That's like your brother getting married yeah. and you getting married the next day.
Oh my God.
After his wedding.
And that girl would hate me.
Yeah, like, it's just not fucking cool. Like, out of all of the time, and then also to only have it be you guys when your whole family will be there because they're going to be at your brother's wedding and you're not going to tell anybody. It doesn't make any sense.
Though. Juan's family will be there. Her family won't.
Oh, right. You're right. That's like you're
so
right.
Both.
It's so fucked. And I just, obviously, I don't think that that happened.
No, because that would have been this past summer.
Right, so clearly.
Unless they did, and then they kept it a secret to announce, and now she's got to do, she's hitched her wagon to a fucking...
Broken down horse.
Yeah. I was going to say something else.
Yeah, what should I say?
A sexual assault apologizer. Mm. Ignorer. He broke federal law. Like, it's a really big deal what he
did. No, it's really bad.
Yeah.
Especially,
like, when you look into all the things that assistant coach did.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrible.
Yeah. Let's talk about Jacqueline.
Let's talk about Jacqueline.
Because she really was like Jacqueline, a baby lamb for slaughter.
She really was. She was Mia's sacrificial lamb.
Yeah. That was sad. And it was it's clear sad. From the beginning because she was not nice to her from like the moment she appeared on screen. She's like
they
calling
both
her
had
a broke
this, like weird.
Hoe,
yeah.
Who I used to fuck, who I still kind of.
I looked at her vagina with a flashlight. Yeah. Like it was this weird.
And then she goes.
Push and pull.
She's like, oh, because I had a yeast infection. It's like, well, first of all, looking at someone's vagina with a flashlight is one thing, but getting down in there when you're not a medical professional, because someone's worried they have a yeast infection, why would you be getting all up in that flora? You want to get up in that flora?
I don't know.
Sam, no, I would pee on you, but I would never.
I would never.
Look at
but
your
also,
vagina.
If I had a yeast infection, I would know and I wouldn't need anyone to look at it, except for a doctor. I wouldn't need a friend.
Mia and Jacqueline.
Here's the thing. So
they've obviously been hooking up since they were 16.
Obviously. And there's just something about their relationship. And I've spent a lot of time thinking about this. Because at the very beginning, I remember thinking they clearly have a lot of resentment towards one another because they've been friends for so long. Trauma bonding. The resentment's building up. You know, Jacqueline's like, my family took Mia in. You know, Mia's like, well, I don't owe her that for the rest of my life. It's like this strange. I get both sides.
I actually do. I do think that while obviously it's incredible to do that for someone else, I don't think that
it also wasn't Jacqueline. It was Jacqueline's parents.
Yeah.
And it was when they were 16 and Mia quite literally had nowhere to go. Like literally had nowhere to be. Like she didn't have a family.
Yeah.
And so... From the very beginning, I thought they've both been really shady towards each other. Mia more so in front of Jacqueline. And then Jacqueline more so behind Mia's back and being like, oh yeah, Mia can be like kind of like this. Mia can be kind of like that. And then watching them try to figure out what the other one has said about each other, I think just like created a lot of distrust.
Yeah.
That they like, that maybe just was like magnified.
Yeah.
And Mia, I think because of her childhood and the way that she grew up, she just, like, goes into such strict, like, survival mode. And that's why she shows no feelings about losing
remorse.
Jacqueline as a friend.
Yeah,
because it's, like, she grew up in so much chaos that I just don't know if she's capable of feeling that way.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't make it right. I think what she did to Jacqueline is really fucked up. But I do like to watch it.
I do.
Because I find this,
weird.
I find it compelling television.
I find it weird that she automatically assumed that Mia was, like, implying she fucked Gordon. When, like, that had been the topic of conversation.
Mm-hmm.
When, like, the way Mia phrased it did sound like she was just talking about, like, random married men.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, do you think her and Gordon had...
Yes. I do.
Do you think all three of them did?
Yes. I think Mia likes to watch, and Gordon likes her to watch. But this is another thing about Mia. Like... The things that she just, like, puts out on television, I think the thing, I don't know how to say this. The thing with Mia is, like, she says things and doesn't really think about the repercussions afterwards. Like, she doesn't think about what someone's going to say next. She doesn't think about how someone feels. She doesn't think about, you know, the fact that this is on TV and her kids and their friends at school are going to see this. Like... She genuinely just
she
says...
She has no regard for
She has no regard for anything. She just says whatever she... It's very Larsa. in a way that's like not ever implicate. Larsa doesn't implicate herself. Mia will fully be like, yeah, I watch Gordon fuck other women. Like, your son is older.
Yeah.
Like, his friends and their parents probably watch this and be like, wait, then they're not going to that house.
Oh, for sure.
Like, fuck no. Like, that's what I mean. Like, she says things and has no idea for, like, this.
Marry a stripper.
I know.
That's what happens when you marry a stripper. Like, that's stripper behavior.
It is stripper behavior.
Yeah.
But I love watching it.
I wonder what she if she had a stripper name.
Hmm.
Looking it up.
What is
Mia Thornton's stripper name?
Do you know that there is a joint chiropractic near us?
Is there?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously not.
On Big Beaver.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they don't make any money off that, I think.
Off that one?
No, I'm saying in general. Like, I think there's something weird going on with her business.
Well, there is, because her family is, like, his family is, like, suing her.
Yeah, there's something weird.
Something shady is going on. Do you have any final thoughts? Do you want the same cast back next year?
I would love a new friend of.
Okay, who just friend do you want?
I want there to be... I do want someone to challenge Karen in a way that will annoy her.
Mm-hmm. I want someone to challenge Jizzy.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think, like, people challenge her, but not in a way I want them to. Like, not... I think Monique did a Prince Harry / did a Kristen Doughty and, like, overcorrected too much. Mm-hmm. I think if she would have said any of this more during the season,
mm-hmm.
it would have been better.
Yeah.
But because, like, you come with a binder of shit, like, you just look... You look crazy. Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter if what you're saying is true or not. You look...
Obsessed.
Nuts. Like, and you look obsessed. Yeah. And, like, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think if someone comes more like that to Jizzy, then...
I would love it to be, like, one of Robin's
friends.
That doesn't like Giselle.
You know who I would like to see? Hmm. Robin's hairdresser. Oh. I liked her. Shelley.
Yeah. That's funny.
Mayhurst... I think her brother died, right?
Yeah, there's...
That was really sad.
Yeah. Oh. I would love Candace to have a break.
Candace, they need to stop coming for her.
Yeah.
Honestly. Because you know what? I think after this season, they might.
Yeah, I think her and Ashley are going to become friends. You don't? I think her and Ashley are going to
I think
they'll
always be, like, a young version of Karen and Giselle. Like, they know that they need one another, but they'll never be close.
But they have more fun than Karen and Giselle do.
I don't know. I think Karen and Giselle can have a lot of fun. Because they're, like, very similar.
Giselle looked so pretty in that scene with her and Karen. That was, like, the best she
at
ever
her house?
Looked. Yeah. And she's,
I know.
Like, wearing a white tank top. She's wearing, like, the NeNe Leakes uniform.
Oh,
so, like,
my
sometimes
face.
A classic is just what you need.
Yeah, truly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you have any other thoughts?
I don't.
Okay.
I just got a really bothersome text message.
Yeah, yeah. The mood has shifted. The sun is setting.
The sun is setting.
The sun is setting on this podcast. Our coffee is basically done.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys so much for listening. And please, please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Check out The Bachelor. I'm the new content manager over there. I'm still working on Betches Brides.
Sam's busy.
I'm a busy girl. I've, you know, got my thumbs. They're constantly ablaze.
And we're vision boarding on Friday.
And we're vision boarding. I can't wait to share my vision board with everybody again. I remember last year, so many of you were honestly inspired by our vision board party.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that we are doing this vision board 20 days into the first of the year, but better late than never.
It's still the first month. I wanted to do it January 6th, but it was available. And that was the Gentensing.
Oh.
I keep seeing that word being spelled.
Gentensing.
Like, yeah, I can't say it.
Mm-hmm. Or the Shah-Rest. I think the Shah-Rest was so good.
Shah-Rest, yeah.
Anyway. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. And Paige, where can everyone follow you?
I am on Instagram and Twitter at Paige Christina. PaigeCristina.
Mm-hmm.
And I regularly post Ruby. I regularly am teasing Sam.
Yeah, constantly dragging me for filth.
And then I do a lot of voiceover work on TikTok.
She does do a lot of work over there.
I do a lot of voiceover work on TikTok. I'm not Paige Christina on TikTok. So, follow me, interact with me. Love you guys. I'm coming for Gracie Nation.
Let's see if she listens this far, because I want to
see if she'll say anything. She'll
drag you.
Drag me, bitch.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
A Huda Media Production.